First up on today's show, I'm joined by Max Weintraub from the Aspen Art Museum here to share about the ongoing exhibit, Abraham Cruzviegas's Hi, How Are You, Gonzo? Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
So you are a senior curator at the Aspen Art Museum. What does that role entail?
Curator basically oversees the exhibition programming of a museum and all the interpretive materials and public interfacing with any of our exhibitions.
And yeah, you have quite a few different spaces, so exhibitions coming and going all the time.
Yeah, we have three main indoor galleries that could be divided up into multiple exhibition spaces and then two outdoor spaces. We're constantly programming all of those with diverse exhibitions, and we're usually working about a year and a half out.
And so this current exhibit at the museum features Abraham Cruzviegas. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, Cruzviegas is an artist born in 1968 in Mexico City, and the spirit of his art is really rooted in these ideas of exchange and transformation and play. And so this exhibition, Hi, How Are You, Gonzo?, which was co-organized by the Contemporary Austin and the Aspen Art Museum, really explores those basic ideas that run throughout Cruzviegas's practice. So the exhibition exists on our entire lower level and also outdoors on what we call the Crown Commons, which is a public space on the sidewalk. And we're showcasing Abraham's sculptures and installations that he builds using found materials and locally sourced materials. And all of his objects are inspired by the informal vernacular architecture that he grew up around in his Mexico City neighborhood.
And in terms of your use of space, for folks who are familiar with the museum, where are you set up?
So we have three galleries on the lower level of the museum, and Abraham has taken over those spaces as well as created some site-specific wall paintings and drawings throughout the museum.
And you're doing something really unique here with community activations. What do those look like so far?
Yeah, well, I mean, the spirit of Abraham's work is to pay tribute to the architectural solutions that local communities do when they're living in these working class and marginalized neighborhoods, and they have to adapt and use found materials to create living structures. So in the spirit of that sort of improvisational approach and that communal approach, Abraham asked that we do a series of activations, which are more or less performances that enliven the exhibition spaces and the galleries. And so we're using this as an opportunity to work with local community partners and individuals, since Abraham's work is rooted in sort of local communities and the spirit that comes from those communities. So almost every week, we're creating these activations with various community partners where they can come in and enliven the exhibition space and use the objects and the materials that Abraham has on hand as part of this overall spirit of communal participation and improvisation.
Well, we're also joined in the studio by your latest activators from the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies, Andrea Ost and Phoebe Myers. Andrea is Education Director, and Phoebe is Naturalist Field School Senior Manager. Thanks so much for joining us, y'all.
Thank you for having us. We're so glad to be here.
Thank you.
So how did you approach your activation at the museum?
Well, first it was really having conversations with the Aspen Art Museum staff and Andrea and I, and that was a really fun collaboration. We've collaborated with the Aspen Art Museum on programs before, but this was a really amazing opportunity for us to work within the boundaries, or there weren't many boundaries in this with this incredible installation. And think about ways that we could activate and what ACES does in kind of creating, bringing, our big idea was bringing the wild into the museum, since we are about educating for the natural environment around here. Andrea, do you have something to add?
Well, I think it was really neat for us to go and actually see the exhibit once it had opened, and that really allowed us to formulate some ideas about how we could interact with the structures that were already there. And like Phoebe said, bring the outdoors in. What could we, what was unique that ACES does, or what is unique that ACES does, that we could bring in and really, you know, allow people to interact with the exhibit in a different way, and also with the environment.
Well, and back to Max, typically at the Aspen Art Museum, you don't freaking touch anything. Right. And yeah. So isn't that part of what's fun about these activations, is it's sort of a different tone to the experience of going to the museum?
Absolutely. I mean, Abraham is all about sort of nonconformity in a certain way. Most of his, you know, heroes and idols are nonconformists. The exhibition title references a local Austin musician, Daniel Johnston, who's a nonconformist, or was a nonconformist. He passed away. And of course, Gonzo is a reference to Hunter S. Thompson, who's another sort of classic nonconformist. So this idea of coming in and interacting with the objects, you know, climbing on them, manipulating the sculptures and the installations is really the heart of this exhibition. And it's wonderful for us to be able to sort of break down those barriers, if only temporarily, and those sort of unwritten rules of etiquette in a museum. And I think people are really enjoying discovering this new way to interact with our programming. And these activations are obviously at the core of it, and we couldn't ask for a better initial partner in you know, one of our earliest activations is ACES.
Well, most listeners are familiar, but for those who aren't, I mean, ACES does a lot of stuff, from your kind of historic role in Aspen to the Rock Bottom Ranch, which is a living, breathing ranch. Will you tell us, for listeners who don't know, tell us a little bit more about the scope of what ACES does? Because it kind of presents this context of like, wait, you guys are now doing stuff in galleries?
Yeah, so ACES is, we have been working, I mean, our mission is educating for environmental responsibility. And now we not only are leading our naturalist guided tours in the summer and in the winter, but we also have expanded Down Valley to many public and schools as well. And we're continuing to teach K through 12th grade and then beyond, and especially with Rock Mountain Ranch being also a focal point in Basalt, of really educating for regenerative agriculture and really asking those questions about where our food comes from, as well as who is growing our food, and really getting to know the farmer and the product that we serve in this valley. And then we do a whole host of adult and kids education programs up and down the valley.
Quick side note on that. Is there still food that the general public can access through Rock Bottom this time of year? How does that seasonal change affect what's out there?
Sure. We still have eggs. We still have some hens that are laying eggs, and those are available. We also have our Thanksgiving turkey sale going on right now. So we sell pasture-raised turkeys that roam with free access to grasses and seeds, insects, worms, and so they've got exceptional quality. So we have limited quantities of turkeys available right now. And you can find those at aspennature.org.
Aspennature.org. Thank you for not giving prices on non-commercial radio. I appreciate it. And so back to this question of, you're approached by the museum. Again, you guys have worked together before, and Hallam Lake and the museum are not that far apart, technically, from as a crow flies. But what was your initial reaction when you heard from the museum that they wanted you to come and bring the nature into the gallery? Like, how did you handle that?
First, we asked what an activation was, and it was really fun to get to learn that we really could come up with really anything that really made this space come alive in what we do best. The only limit was that we couldn't have fire in the art museum. And it was a really fun way to think about what found objects and objects that we use for our educational programs, how we could bring those in, move some of those structures around, and really make this place come alive. We decided to call it Wild Night at the Museum. And we, working with the installation crew, had them create a tracking obstacle course that we brought in our stamps and our tracking stamps, and then participants could interact with this loop that you could go up and over stairs and over ramps and follow butcher paper that was put down that had tracks all on them. And we really decided to, we also thought that it would be fun to bring in a live animal into the art museum, which was a really fun experience. So we brought in our ball python, and there are two main rooms that are galleries. And so we brought the ball python into the quieter, smaller room. And it was just an incredible experience to have this kind of wild interaction going on in one room, and then this, meeting a live animal and experiencing the gallery in that space as well.
Yeah. What's really fun too is that Phoebe and Andrea came in and, you know, with our installation crew completely reconfigured these objects into, you know, a useful arrangement for this activation. And all of those objects will stay in the arrangement that they, you know, oversaw until the next activation. So the exhibition itself is constantly evolving, constantly shifting in terms of its installation and the visitor's relationship to the objects.
Max, what's on the schedule for the rest of the Hi, How Are You Gonzo exhibit?
Yeah, well, we'll almost every Wednesday we'll have activations and some weekends. We have a movie series, a film series that Abraham selected the films for. We also have activations coming up with the Roaring Fork Drawing Club, Aspen Words. The AAM Artist Fellows will be overseeing an activation. Anderson Ranch will be involved. And there's ongoing opportunities for individuals and community partners to do an activation. So we have a form that people can fill out. There's a lot of information on our website, aspenartmuseum.org, or they can reach out to any of us at the museum and participate in this this exhibition, which will be on view until January 26th.
That is so cool. My guests have been Max Weintraub from the Aspen Art Museum, plus Andrea Ost and Phoebe Myers from ACES. Anything else before we have to keep moving here, y'all? Last word.
I just think that it's an incredible opportunity to combine learning and creativity and community collaboration. And we really thank the Aspen Art Museum for bringing this to our valley.
Art Museum is a great partner, and we would just encourage everybody to go check out the exhibit and some other activations.
Well, and ACES is an incredible organization as well. And thank you for participating in our exhibition.
Well, thanks to all of you for coming in on Express Yourself on KD&K.